the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The nation's largest union for meatpacking workers and the association representing meat producers joined forces to urge all 50 U.S. governors to urgently prioritize COVID-19 vaccination for frontline meat and poultry workers across the U.S. AgWire.com reports in the letter, the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union and the North American Meat Institute emphasized that quickly vaccinating the sector's workforce of some 500,000 will maximize health benefits, especially in rural communities that often have limited health services. The Grinch returned to the cheese market last Thursday as markets closed early for Christmas. According to DairyHerd.com, after an early week run higher on stimulus bill discussions, reality came back into the dairy markets. The CME spot trade saw only cheese trade any volume. Cheddar blocks traded two loads and fell 5 cents to $1.59¾ per pound, and barrels fell 9 cents. Wine Spectator is out again with its best of the best wines, and Oregon has outdone itself again with 7 wines in the coveted Top 100 list. Oregon wines are often represented in this prestigious list with 5 or 6 spots annually. Incredible, considering Oregon accounts for less than 1% of global wine production. But here in 2020, Oregon achieves a new best with 7 Pinot Noirs, meaning 7% of the most exciting wines in the entire world are made in Oregon. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.